So we wanted to start off by giving you an overview of the perceived risk. A recent survey found that information security was the number one risk management priority for a third of law firms in the U.S. and Australia. I can tell you as a practitioner, that strikes me as a very low number of firms who rank that as their number one priority. Law firms have been targeted by hackers for years, and that has really been picking up over the past 4 to 5 years. And so big names in law firms have been targeted, including some of the biggest firms in New York and Chicago. In March 2016, the FBI issued a press release announcing that hackers are targeting law firms as part of an insider trading scheme. And so, you know, we have in this room people who have a lot of personal data related to tax preparation, PII, so social security numbers, driver's license numbers, that type of thing. But also people who do corporate tax may have information about proposed M&As, about divestitures, about financial results that are sensitive and confidential. And all of that information is really easy to monetize. And what survey after survey has found is that the law firms and the service providers are often the weak links when it comes to protecting this information.
And I'll tell you, it's funny because we've done a good bit of work for law firms. And many times they'll say, well, we don't really have that much data. Like, we don't have any data that hackers are going to want to go after. We're not a hospital system or a retailer. And unfortunately, a lot of people find out that that's wrong the hard way. So
right.
It's good to be aware of.
And a lot of people, especially lawyers, like to think that, oh, I've got my IT group, and they're taking care of that.